This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The immigrant community in Springfield, Ohio, is upset with the claims former President Donald Trump made during Tuesday's debate. AP correspondent Mike Catalini has more.
If you were watching a presidential debate between former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris, you would have heard Donald Trump mention that Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, are eating people's cats and pets, which is a false statement that has been gaining traction, particularly in Republican and more conservative social media circles online. No credible or specific reports of this behavior. And furthermore, the immigrants the city says that are in Springfield are there legally through a federal program.
AP correspondent Mike Catalini. United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken and British Foreign Secretary David Lammy visited Kyiv, Ukraine this week, where they announced nearly $1.5 billion in additional aid. Kyiv, in turn, requested they lift restrictions on using Western weapons to strike targets in Russia. VOA's Eastern Europe Bureau Chief Miroslava Gongadze reports.
At the news conference with newly appointed Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha, Blinken affirmed the United States and Britain's backing of Kyiv's defense. The Ukrainians thanked the U.S. and Britain for pledged additional support. However, Ukraine repeated its request that restrictions be lifted on striking targets deep in Russia using Western weapons. Their use is currently limited to Russian targets within occupied Ukrainian territory. On the day of the visit, 17 former American and British diplomats and military leaders published an open letter urging Blinken and Lammy to change the weapons policy. U.S. lawmakers have made similar appeals to the Biden administration. Miroslava Gongadze, VOA News, Warsaw.
This is VOA News. Billionaire spacewalk with SpaceX is hundreds of miles above Earth. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Tech entrepreneur Jared Isaacman and his crew waited until their capsule was depressurized before popping open the hatch. Isaacman was the first out, aiming to join a small elite group of spacewalkers who until now had included only professional astronauts from a dozen countries. The four-person crew had donned SpaceX's new spacewalking suits to protect themselves from the harsh vacuum. The orbit was reduced by half to 458 miles for the spacewalk. The SpaceX capsule launched on Tuesday from Florida, rocketing farther from Earth than anyone since NASA's moonwalkers. Commentary courtesy SpaceX. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Don Richard, a former singer of Bad Boy Records, has filed a lawsuit accusing music mogul and the label's founder, Sean Diddy Combs, of sexual assault and battery, sex trafficking, gender discrimination, and fraud, according to court documents, Syker Jasny reports.
The singer met Combs during her 2004 audition for Making the Band, where she claims he began showing inappropriate behavior. She was in the girl group Danity Kane and the R&B trio Diddy Dirty Money with Combs and Kalina Harper. Richard alleges in the suit that Combs groped her, was physically violent, and threatened her life while trapping her in a car. The suit also claims she saw Combs abuse his ex-girlfriend, R&B singer Cassandra Ventura, who settled a lawsuit with Combs last year over abuse and rape allegations. Combs' attorney Erica Wu said in a statement that the rapper is ready to prove Richard's claims are false in court. Richard's lawsuit came a day after a Michigan inmate won $100 million from Combs for alleged assault nearly 30 years ago.
Syker Jasny from Reuters. Botswana and an American biotech firm have partnered to conduct pathogen surveillance at the country's entry points. Steve Miller narrates this story from Ngadisi Dube.
Botswana introduced Mpox screening last month for travelers at its entry points. In a statement Wednesday, Ministry of Health spokesperson Christopher Nyaga said a pathogen monitoring program is critical to detecting similar emerging health threats. Through the collaboration, Boston-based Ginkgo Bioworks will work with the Ministry of Health to collect and monitor traveler samples. Nyaga says testing will be done on a voluntary, anonymous basis.
Travelers are encouraged to participate because this early detection of pathogens is meant to safeguard the health of all citizens, visitors, and residents of this country. The data collected from the samples will be vital.
For Mkandasi Dube, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.